John won 13-2.5 defeat today. Give us your thoughts, obviously, on the second half. Maybe didn't score enough in the first half. Would that be unfair of me to say?
No, I think that would be it, exactly. We got the chances. You got the chances. You've got to take them against a team like St. Union's. And we had the chances in the first half, probably five chances there in the first half, that we needed to put over the bar. And we didn't, simply didn't. And it left us with a tough job, because you always knew in the second half they were going to come out again. You had to see. We created chances in the second half. We didn't take them either. You know, it was over. Maybe there was eight chances there in total that we needed probably to be putting away, and we didn't put them away, and it counted in the end up. Yeah. I think maybe won the final goal at the end. Well, we were going for the game. It was 13-11, so we were going for the game anyway. So that goal at the end was neither here nor there.
Staying with the first half, you must be hugely impressed with the work rate of your team, that hard work, man, that you're known for now at the stage.
Yeah. I mean, the boys were phenomenal. Like they worked so hard, and they really did put your hands under the cash, you know, really, and made them work for every score that they got. And you know, I'd be very proud of them tonight. I've been very proud of them over the last 2 years that I've worked with them there. I mean, they work to whatever you want to do, and they train very hard, and they're honest, and they give their best, and you can't ask any more than that from a team. And you know, they're disappointed dressing room the other day, but they should be very proud of themselves and proud of the way they went out and represented Eru, and you know, really put one of the top teams really under pressure in a county quarter final.
Jimmy McInerney coming off injured midway through the first half, that didn't help things.
No, a forward like that, maybe your free taker, and he pulled that first one, and it seemed pulled it wide, and it went on him. I'd say that the hamstring there, I would say, is looking like there. So yeah, it's a scoring forward, is a miss.
Not every team with the luxury taking off Niall O'Donnell off the bench, Sean McVeigh off the bench. St. Julian's impressive.
The second half there when they got going at times, you know, they played some very, very good football, and they come very, very good off the shoulder and creating a lot of problems for you, you know, and that. And that's, they're well drilled in it, and you know, I think they'll take some stopping.